And now, it's time for the Red Cast with Ryan Alford.
I might do that as my intro when I come home from work.
Yeah, that'd be my ringtone.
Oh my God, you hit the front of my car. And she's deadpan, serious.
How creative, like, of her. That's a creative way to get out of shit.
I guess. Facebook's really taken it to the chin this week. They've had a whistleblower talk about how Instagram's terrible for girls.
Oh shit.
Yeah, yeah. Did you really need a whistleblower to tell you that?
Oh shit. Exactly. I think everything's going to happen.
Your service doesn't go out for 5 hours for everything. Unless you're maybe trying to take some stuff down. They're everywhere.
Hardest part of ending is starting again.
You're listening to the Radcast. If it's radical, we cover it. Here's your host, Ryan Alford.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the latest edition of the Radcast. Radcast. It is Friday, October 8th, 2021, as we blow through October in a hurry. What's up, Sean? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. What's going on? How are you? How was your week?
It's been a great week.
Yeah.
Really good week.
Busy.
A lot of new people, new clients, new energy. We got some caviar in this morning from a new client.
Oh, wow.
New potential client.
Okay.
They're courting us. Hey.
They're sending you.
They're sending presents. Us goods. They make caviar. They're actually Kolokoff caviar.
Kolokoff. Beautiful.
Yes. And they make it. It's like the best caviar in the U.S. And no, they're in freaking L.A.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah. So.
Did you have some?
I have not. It's in the refrigerator for happy hour today.
Okay.
A little beers and caviar.
Okay.
I feel like I need to go get some champagne or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, is beer and caviar, is that like how you're supposed to, or is it supposed to be champagne and caviar? Some Budweiser and caviar?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. But no, it's been a great week. How about you? You have a good week?
Yeah, it's been busy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Bunch of sketches.
Any highlights of the week?
We have a new sketch coming out this weekend, and then we're filming, getting ready for another sketch this weekend.
Nice.
Which is awesome, yeah. And then after that, I plan on taking a couple days and going surfing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Wilmington.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going to go there.
It'd have been a good week for surfing, maybe. I mean, I don't know. Sans the lightning.
Yeah.
But it's been rainy all week here.
Yeah. No, they've had some surf down there, so.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. The we've had a good week on the podcast. Tyler Rich episode released this week. He had a number one song on the country music charts.
Congratulations.
Better than you used to.
Okay.
And we recorded him like 4 weeks ago, and Tyler was awesome. And then his song goes number one the week we released the podcast. So
it's good luck charm.
I think it is.
Yeah.
And he's our good luck charm.
Yeah,
I think our numbers went through the roof.
Okay.
Suddenly more people wanted to listen to it. You know? But his people were awesome. I can't give them enough credit. They shared a lot of the content. That all works together, people. When you come on the show and you share the content, we share the content, it boosts all the numbers. Everybody wins, folks. You know, there's a method to the madness.
Yeah. The people that you bring on, do you ever have someone that you just don't click with? And it's just like... impossible to get a
there's definitely better going. There's more energy or more I don't know the right word. I don't there's not been anyone that has gone south.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've done this for even before the Radcast. I've done podcasts and interviewing for 8 years. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I'm a pro, but I know how to do this. I know how to keep it topical. And no matter even if they're like someone I'm jiving with, nearly everything they're saying, I feel like I can keep it on the up and up and, you know, keep it interesting. So I don't know. I can't think of a one that went awkward.
So
and we do these in one take. Like,
yeah.
That's some of these podcasts I go, you know, I hear about all this editing they do, but, you know, Nick Weaver, our producer, one take production, like everything's like crisp, clear, everything. And even with the guests, I mean, like, unless we've had like a technical issue or something, we're like one take.
Yeah.
So
it's not edited around to make it look like it's all fluid.
Yeah.
All the conversations are fluid.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I try to do is I try to make it a conversation less than an interview, even though naturally I'm asking the questions, I'm guiding it, but. No, it's been good. The next week, Dr. Mike Bayer's releasing. Is Dr. Mike, anyone that watches Dr. Phil, he came on a few weeks ago. really cool guy, really great story. And he does a lot of, you know, he doesn't, and I give him credit, he doesn't want to like rest on, you know, the counselor to the stars. He does not call himself that, but he's very much like, if you remember, Demi Lovato went mm-hmm. through a lot of stuff, and she stayed at his house for a week, like when she was going through the struggles she went through. But he opens a lot of treatment centers for, you know, addiction and things like that. So he's had a story himself. He went through that when he was younger, told that whole story, super transparent. But
is it mostly addiction, or is it like mental health issues as well? Because Demi Lovato wasn't like a drug addiction, right? Wasn't it more of like a mental breakdown?
I think it was mainly mental. I mean, it may have been, you know, some alcohol dependency or something. I don't know all of it, so I don't want to speculate. I just know it was a lot of breakdowns with the pressures of being a young star, which I can't even relate to with how big these guys get at such a young age. So he helped her through that, and then done a lot of other treatment for big name stars, actors, rock stars, things like that. But now he's really focused on his practices and more everyday stuff. You know, he doesn't want and prefers not to really work with celebrities anymore just because of the stigma, and quite frankly, they're pretty difficult.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
But he was cool, really great. Look forward to that episode launching Tuesday, so be on the lookout for that. And then it's coming soon, but we had to kind of pull something out from an episode that's be launching in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. So a guy I think you know pretty well, and you know, he did this little thing. I mean, you may have heard of it.
And now it's time for the Red Cast with Ryan Alford.
Bucket list.
Ricky Martin.
No, that's Bruce awesome. Buffer, my friend.
Yeah, that is awesome.
The voice of the Octagon.
Yeah. He's a legend. Awesome.
Legend.
Cool and guy.
Cool as shit, dude. Like, so cool, so authentic. probably the best marketer we've had on the show.
Yep.
I mean, talk about interchanging his products throughout the episode.
Really, was he plugging a lot of stuff?
He was, but he wasn't over the... he was very soft-handed, but very good. I'm like, this is what you're supposed to do. Yeah. Like, you know...
You just plugged it in. I didn't even realize you just plugged in your product.
Yes. But he did that nice little intro for us. We might use that a few times, I think.
I would use that every single time.
I might do that as my intro when I come home from work.
Yeah. That'd be my ringtone.
I'm going to have it with the Bluetooth speaker, like, every time I walk home. And so my kids are like, they don't know what it is. They don't watch UFC yet. They're too young, but...
I bet he's got crazy stories.
Good stories.
I mean, it's such a unique time because, like, you have Joe Rogan, you have Bruce Buffer, I mean, the Dana White and the Furtado brothers. We were alive during the explosion of the UFC, which changed the whole martial arts world. And you still have these guys that were there from the beginning. And you were telling me, you know, before we started recording, it was 2 or 3 years of him pretty much donating his time. Joe Rogan has the same story. So I can only imagine.
They saw it. They saw, and especially once Dana White got involved, but they could see the future of it, the rawness of it. But they saw it, and kudos to them for staying on board. You know, he's had opportunities, and I asked him some tough questions, and he was very direct about it. You know, has he ever thought about, you know, changing, doing things, you know, or had offers? And he's like, yeah, but he's loyal, and it's paid off for him because he's pivoted into a lot of other businesses. Puncher's Chance. He's got a liquor out. I think it was a whiskey or a bourbon. I know I'm beating that up, so I'm sorry, Bruce. But either way, it's called Puncher's Chance. You Google it, you'll find it. Cool. And then he's got It's Time energy drinks coming. So I'm pretty pumped about that, seeing how the energy drink junkie I am.
I'm going to try both of them.
I know. So moving on to some social holidays. We have a few this week. And most of them are pretty serious, so we're going to try not to make any jokes or
read over them.
Yeah. Especially this first one, the 10th, coming up on, I guess that would be Monday or Sunday. Sunday is World Mental Health Day. There's a lot of this has become with like Simone Biles, like the gymnasts, like even Phelps and others have come out with a lot of, you know, the athletes have made this more mainstream. It's a serious thing, and I think the stigma is kind of going away a bit. We joke about things like this, but in all seriousness, it's nothing to really joke about when people have mental issues beyond like my own limitations in life, you know, but like real truthful, like demons or depression or all those things. So
especially as of recently, I mean, life is fucking difficult the last few years.
That's what I'm saying. It's like you started to have this light being shined on it anyway, I think, before the pandemic. And then the pandemic comes and it's like, I don't know what the increase is, but it's got to be like another 25% of people dealing with it, if not more.
It's creating issues within people that...
Well, you know, you force people home, and for good, bad, or indifferent, no matter how I feel about that, but you lock people into their houses, you know, for 80% of the time. Mm-hmm. And if they already had any sort of mental condition, it has to exacerbate it.
Oh, yeah. And then you start, you know, drinking at night, and you're stuck around the same people all day, every day.
Yeah.
You don't get any space or freedom. I mean, that would drive me nuts.
Yeah. So the 10th is World Mental Health Day. If you have struggles out there, you need to find some help. The 11th, Monday, is National Coming Out Day. You know, I'm not being gay. I can't relate to it, but I don't judge it. Yeah. Like, I can say this, though. That would be a difficult thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, even as open as the society has gotten, and I have friends that are gay and they've talked about this. Dr. Mike even talked about this. There's still like, God, that gigantic speed bump of like knowing and the doubt and like all the, I can't even relate.
Yeah.
I mean, cause you don't, the average, like everyone goes through struggles. Everyone has these things, but you and I and others that aren't gay, like we don't have to make a proclamation that just like changes your entire life.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it changed your whole, probably change a lot of your friends and how your family looks at you, you know, unfortunately.
Yep.
So
I don't know. So I can't relate, but I respect people for making decisions that are difficult. And then the same day, there's three holidays on the 11th. International Day of the Girl. I'm going to just plead the fifth year, or the first or the second, whatever I'm pleading is, I really don't have a fucking clue what that means. I don't know if it's celebrating girls. I don't know if it's, I'm assuming it is Day of the Girl. That seems to be.
Are we supposed to dress like a girl for the day?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Those are usually my Saturdays. So.
Yes. Yeah, those are. I'm using Monday. That's when I wear my lipstick. But
you wearing eyeshadow right now?
I am for the show.
Looks good.
Yeah, Nick's become multi-talented. He powders my nose for me. Also, the 11th, Indigenous Peoples Day. So, celebrate. I would like to apologize
to everyone who...
I know, like, we owe them a debt of gratitude. We owe them a lot. Indigenous people. We do owe them a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, a sensitive topic every one of these holidays are. But, hey, we're going to... If it's radical, we cover it. And some of these are radical. And so if it's one of your days and you're going through it, hats off to you, my friends. Moving on, this is into a little lighter fare. That was one of the heaviest social holidays we've had.
Like, yeah, that's it. October's a heavy month.
It is.
Shit's like, got to lighten up.
Felt the weight of the world there.
Where's fucking National Taco Day?
Yeah, I don't know. But this is trending as of like literally yesterday on TikTok. So I'm going to condense the story as much as I can, but a guy in a Lamborghini gets hit in the back by a girl driving a Toyota. Mm-hmm. And he gets out and he's filming it, which a lot of people do this now, I think, to just capture, like just to CYA a little bit in bad moments or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he's filming it and she goes, "Oh my God, you hit the front of my car." And hit the back of his Lamborghini, smashed in, and the front of her Toyota smashed in, and she's deadpan serious.
How creative, like, of her. That's a creative way to get out of shit,
I guess.
Yeah.
Luckily, there was a CCTV camera across the street that captured the whole thing as well. But it's trending on TikTok, the video that he took of her deadpanning. And he kind of chuckles. I mean, I'm surprised. I don't know how, you know, he drove a Lambo and he's chuckling about it. But I guess he was so surprised at her response.
And this was on a road, right?
Like a main highway in California, I think. Yeah. You know,
I'm not driving backwards down the highway.
Yeah, driving backwards on an LA street. No, not happening. And I don't know if he was in LA, but he was somewhere mainstream.
Yeah.
The CCTV camera right across the street. And so she was deadpan, and everybody's you know, eating up the comments, you know, like how funny it
she's
is.
Probably, she's probably stoked. She's famous now.
Yeah, maybe. And I'm like, the whole time I'm, you know, reading about this, and I caught a little bit of it on TikTok, but like, I'm thinking, was this all planned? Like, just to get 5 billion views on TikTok.
That's a really,
you know,
cool
for him
t-shirt.
And her. Like, you know, you're like, yeah, Lambo, $500,000 car maybe, and it's all jacked up. Like, what would it be worth? But like, you can sell a lot of t-shirts or something. There's a lot of, you might could make up for that.
Yeah.
If it was planned.
I'd buy that shirt.
Yeah. Why'd you eat the front of my car, dude? Yeah. Brilliant. So anyway, on the lighter side, on the lighter
marketing.
Side. Yes. Little hats off to them. So, you know, we talked before, I don't know why some of these topics seem to repeat themselves. Joey and I always end up talking about techies and nerds, and you and I seem to get down the Lego, where they always seem to hit the week of. A 9,090-piece Titanic is now the largest Lego model ever released. 9,000 pieces.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's heavy.
Very heavy. Yeah, it's like... wingspan 6 feet wide,
yeah,
I think.
That's incredible.
So
I'm just happy that Legos are still a thing.
I think there should be a contest for this. If I was Lego, this is what I would do. There's like $600 too, by the way. So if I'm Lego, if you're out there, it's a free idea. How long you do like a branded event, and you get 10 teams, and who can put it together the fastest?
That'd be a good drinking game.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of that, I was going to buy one for my kids, and I had to put together. And it involved me. How many beers could I drink watching them put it together?
Yeah. You wake up the next morning on Lego pieces.
I have, like, beer cans are all around me. I'm like, they're still working, bleary-eyed in the morning. Like, how's it going, kids? They're like, oh, Dad, I thought you were going to help. I was helping. I was giving emotional support. No, I think I'd start out helping. And then start drinking. And
yeah, I mean, a 9,000-piece Lego model would, I mean, that would take days, weeks.
Oh, yeah, weeks.
You know?
I mean, unless if you had multiple people working together. But then I don't know how you get ahead. Because always with the book, you can't really get ahead. It's like one page at a time.
Yeah.
How do you get ahead? Like, you give half the, it gets wonky if you have to stay in order. So maybe they make it to where you can work in teams. I don't know. We'll see. Just as soon as I open it, I'll be like, oh.
Why did I spend $650 on this?
I'll be like, oh. Okay. So interesting. So this is an interesting one. So I have four boys, and two of them don't give two shits about what they wear. And they're all under the age of 12. I guess under the age of 13. We have a 12, a 10, a 9, and a 5. And two of them don't care what they wear whatsoever. And then two of them do. And there's a new study out that shows that Gen Z, which is ages 6 to 24, pretty wide range, but their top spending priority is clothes now. So it's for the first time in like 10 years, 8 years, or something like that.
What was it before that?
Oh, candy? I don't know.
Yeah, I would think that clothes would always be like...
You would think, but it wasn't for a while. The last like 8 years, it hasn't been clothes. So it's been NFTs, bro.
Yeah. it's probably cell phones or...
Yeah, cell phone. Well, parents probably pay for it, but yeah. So top priority of what they spend money on is now clothes. And so for half my kids, it makes sense. Even though like... I think my 11, soon to be, he's 11. I'm like running my years together. We got,
how many kids?
He's 10, soon to be 11. He's 10 and a half now. Four boys.
Four.
Yeah. And so Hudson cares about clothes, but it's like he cares kind of after the fact. Like Hogan, who will be 10 soon, he'll have something cool on, and Hudson will go, oh, that's cool. Like, and then he'll get into it. But then when it gets down to brass tacks, he doesn't really care.
It's going to change when he starts dating.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
You know?
But my oldest, 12-year-old, literally would walk out of the house with pajamas on and whatever and not care.
Yeah.
Does not care whatsoever.
Yeah.
And what's funny is now they go to school where he has to wear a uniform. And, you know, like khaki shorts or khaki pants and like a colored shirt, and he's fine with it, but he just doesn't care.
I grew up, and that might be because it's all boys in your house. I grew up with all like mostly sisters, so every time I put something on, it was that clashes, that doesn't work.
Well, Nicole, my wife, like, drives her crazy that, you know, two of them care, two of them don't. She wants them to be, you know, somewhat stylish. And
yeah,
they go out, you know, like with black basketball shorts and a, you know, purple shirt or something. Yeah. Like, she's like, it drives her nuts.
Yeah. Go back inside and change.
So we'll see. But now it's rising is their top wallet priority, Gen Z. But it's such a weird, it's a big age group.
Yeah, 6-year-olds huge.
And 24. So, you know, those Gen Zers. I like this one, folks. So General Mills, they make cereal, but they also make a lot of other things like El Paso, like taco sauce and salsas and all kinds of stuff. Huge packaged goods company. And this one hit my radar, but they're doing a virtual tailgating experience. And I thought this was really cool. It's actually, you go to the site and it's a kitchen and a living room, and it's a 360 camera. It goes around and you can kind of go to stations. They have recipes that come up, like they'll have their products on the counter and it comes up with recipes, and they have these quizzes and different things. And some of these things are gimmicky. I thought this was really well done. So hats off to General Mills and the team. It was a nice branded experience, and maybe just because I like tailgating and tacos. I don't know. But
football is your sport.
Yeah, oh, it is.
Yeah.
So
you love football.
I do. And I love snacking during a football game.
Yeah.
You know, give me some wings, some chips and salsa.
Yep.
But I did like this experience. It was cool the way at 360, the whole thing. So give it a check out. If you go to Marketing Dive, you'll see info on that activation. But really cool. Home gate experience is what they're calling it. It's not a tailgate. It's a home gate.
Good job.
Good job.
Good job, General GM.
All right. So I'm going to get my punching bag out here. Because Facebook's really taking it to the chin this week. They've had a whistleblower talk about how Instagram's terrible for girls, and they did a study about that. They had an outage for 6 hours on Monday.
Yeah. For me, it's like, no shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you really need a whistleblower to tell you that?
No shit. But have you also seen the conspiracies against that where, you know, the conservative side is saying that's a planted whistleblower, so what that's going to do is just censor more of what media they want driven.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you don't know what to who to trust anymore.
No.
It's like there's an agenda behind everything. Yeah. When I look at a company like Facebook, I don't think things just happen by chance.
No.
Exactly. I think everything's planned out.
Yeah.
Like
your service doesn't go out for 5 hours for everything.
Exactly.
Unless you're maybe trying to take some stuff down.
Exactly.
You know, or get ahead of something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Conspiracies abound.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
What is this world? What is this world that we're living in? It's terrifying.
Yes, it is. But and going with that, Zuckerberg lost $6 billion this week after the sell-off of the stock from all that stuff. So it may have been planned, but he took a big loss from it.
He ate some.
So that's billion dollars in stock.
Tax write-off. He's like, how can I get I need a tax write-off.
Yes. How can I write it off? That's a big write-off.
Yeah.
Not sure you can make that up. But Facebook didn't have a great week. Or maybe they did. You know?
And then people sold the stocks off? That's how they lost all their money?
Yeah. Sold the stock. Like it, you know.
Why?
Because they think that.
You know it's going to come
the
back.
The negative news. Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know, like.
Yeah. It's coming back.
Yeah.
I don't know. Moving on. So Johnny Walker has a new campaign out, and they've had a Keep Walking campaign going for a long time. Pretty cool campaign. Walk This Way. Yes, Aerosmith is part of the new campaign. And
makes
that was a terrible singing job by me, but it will suffice nonetheless. I was like, oh.
We'll dub it out.
Yeah. Dub it out. Yeah. Mark that spot right there, Nick. Yeah. Don't ask me to sing. Anyway, they're trying to get a new campaign out, trying to get people to go back to bars. Makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably where they do most of their business.
Yeah.
You know?
I would think. Yeah.
Hopefully bars keep staying open.
Yeah.
You know, until next month where they decide to shut them all down again.
I know. like, make up your mind already.
Exactly. Alcohol kills germs, doesn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Very proven.
Yeah.
So true. So, yeah. Keep Walking campaign. I like the campaign. I like the spot. Anything that has Aerosmith in it, I like, mm-hmm. though. Mm-hmm. So,
and I like Johnny Walker.
Yeah, I do too. I might take a shot after this. I'm, literally.
Yeah. I'll join you.
So Pinterest is rolling out some new products focused on commerce and creators. So are you a Pinterest user? I don't know.
So I actually got into Pinterest when I was making like movies, because then I would use that as a tone piece for wardrobe, for yep. set design, colorways. And that is why I got into Pinterest. So I don't use it unless I'm working on a project and I need like a storyboard of tone.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. That's the use for it. That's what yeah. people do. Like, I'm curating ideas for a new home or, mm-hmm. you know, style and fashion, all this. So, I mean, it does skew 80% women, I think. But
yeah.
But I have used it for similar things. I don't use it as much anymore. But still wildly popular. And they're coming out with the ability to upload all of your product catalog from your e-commerce store.
Okay.
So that it can be tagged and used more easily across the platform for purchases. There's a lot of competition now for social commerce. Mm-hmm. All these platforms want purchases to happen within their platforms. They get a take on it, or they get a percentage from the payment platform, or they just want people to stay on the platform longer.
Yeah.
Which is first and foremost, so they can sell more ads. But they've been a little behind in their platform for sure.
Yeah, Pinterest to me feels dated.
Yeah. You know,
like, I think the idea is good, but it feels like a dated website.
Yeah, it does to me as well. So,
but how do you change that? You know, like, what is an innovative way that you can keep Pinterest up to date when there's so much competition?
Well, it's up to their, I don't know, tech team.
You know,
I think they're, you know, the numbers are still high of people that use it, but it'll be interesting where they go here in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like all these platforms are converging on one another a bit. And yeah. I don't know if like...
Do you think it's marketing? Do you think it's like putting out ads and videos?
I think they need to do exactly what you just said. They've got to do some real platform like refreshing.
Yeah.
Like to make it more interesting.
Totally.
And so we'll see. I always thought that they could have pivoted a little bit more into the male side with mm-hmm. taking what they do well and how do you position that to how a guy might use that, mm-hmm. you know? And I don't have the exact solution to that. Like, I don't know, like builders, like collecting like ideas or I don't know. But like, yeah. it just felt like they never pivoted into positioning and or tech.
They're trying to hit the female demographic way.
Yeah, right? In some ways, hey, the riches are in the niches, yep. as they say. So I get it. But I still feel like it feels a bit dated.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Finally, scrolling a bit here. We're on, I thought this was interesting. So there's a $500 million estate in L.A. that has gone into foreclosure. And I thought this was interesting because of it's the most expensive, largest estate in the world, or at least in the U.S. And I want to give you some of the stats from this house.
Okay.
Took 10 years to develop. And it has amenities, a four-lane bowling alley, has tennis courts, a 10,000-bottle wine cellar. These are like just warm-ups here. We're really getting to the good stuff. 7 swimming pools. A full spa, a racetrack, my friends, a racetrack, a 32-seat cinema, a 50-car garage. That's not 5. That's 50-car garage, and a full-size nightclub. And for living quarters, 21 bedrooms, 42 bathrooms, and a 5,500-square-foot master suite.
It sounds like the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
That, like, seriously, like that.
It's not that. The Playboy Mansion isn't that big.
No.
It's like.
But who lives there?
I don't think anyone right now. I think it's under foreclosure. So I don't know if, like, you know, some developer who developed it was hoping to sell it and never did. And, like, now he's foreclosed. Like,
yeah.
He got, like, a $100 million loan, like, on top of, like, his own cash, I guess. I don't know what he's hoping to sell. I don't know what he had in it. Like,
who has that money to spend $500 million? And then to fill the $10,000 or 10,000 bottle wine cellar.
If you can buy the house, you can fill that cellar. But
apparently no one can.
No one.
And then the swimming pools. California's in a really bad drought.
Yeah, you know? Seven swimming pools. So
seven swimming pools.
They're all like 100,000 gallons each.
Yeah, you know? The water bill for that.
They could, Mike could make some money just draining off the water, you know, watering some of them stuff.
Yeah, like, bottling it.
You know,
there you go. Mansion water.
Yes. But 21 bedrooms, 42 bathrooms, and a 5,500 square foot master suite. They, you know, we say if it's radical, we cover it. And I thought that was fucking
That's
radical.
Insane.
But they do have it on sale. There's a sale price of $350 million now. Oh, they, the foreclosure.
Imagine just being like, oh yeah, we need to cut the price.
It was out of my budget, but suddenly now it's in.
Now it's in. Now if you rework some things, you might be able to get it.
Yeah, I'm going to move some things around and see if I can make it happen.
You fire Nick.
If I get rid of Nick's salary and
be okay.
You know, 12 of my own and 14 of someone else's, like, we'll be good.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Could you take a pay cut, Sean?
For you? Yeah. So as long as I can swim in the pool.
You could stay in one of the 21 bedrooms.
Deal. Deal. I'll work for free then.
The guest suite is 3,300 square feet.
Okay. It's a little small, but
5,500 for this. I'm trying to even envision. Actually, you can envision it here. Our space here.
Yeah.
It radicals roughly 5,500 square feet. So the master. This is the master suite. Like,
that's insane. That's the
best. You know, like, if you really aren't getting along as a couple, I mean, you can totally, like, be apart in the same space, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
or just give her a house somewhere else.
She can sleep in one of the other bedrooms.
Yeah.
The other side of L.A.
Go sleep in the spa.
That's all we have this week, my friends. Sean, any closing thoughts? Any upcoming stuff for you? Or?
Yeah. Thoughts on the world. The world is a crazy place right now.
Yes.
But in regards to the national holidays, very serious month.
Yes, it is.
Things are good. We've got a lot of sketches going on now. Got some films in production. So, yeah, life is busy. Life is fun right now.
Where's the best place for people to keep up all things, Sean?
Yeah, so... CoffeeWithToast.com is my personal site that has a lot of my projects that I'm working on up to date. Then you can follow me on Herman Munsta on Instagram. And then you can follow Joey, Joe, and Sean on Instagram and YouTube as well.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Keep up with these guys. Sean's writing, directing, acting, starring, all things radical clients and radical stuff. So one of the valued partners of the agency. So I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you very much.
Hey guys, you know where to follow us. We're at theradcast.com. Search for all things this episode. And just remember, my friends.
And now,
yes,
it's time for the Radcast with Ryan Alford.
I like the crowd like drowning out a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like,
like they're getting quiet for you to come
exactly,
on stage.
Exactly. Exactly. You know where to find me, friends. I'm at Ryan Alford on all the channels. We'll see you next time on the Radcast.
To listen to full episodes or to contact us, visit us on the web at theradcast.com or follow our host at Ryan Alford on Instagram. Thanks for tuning in.